both hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be picking away. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL, the college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only be talking the truth, only be talking the truth, ayy.
Yes, it is Taz and the Moose with you right here on CBS Sports Radio as we come to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studio. Rocket Mortgage with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. You've got Mike and Pete across the way, Bogish, with your updates as we take you right up until 9 a.m. Eastern Time. Join us top of the next hour, Ian Thompson. Author of The Soul of Basketball will join Taz and myself. It's been a lot about Kawhi, Kawhi, and more Kawhi.
Yes, yes. Let's go out to Alaska. And, the lovely state of Alaska. Talk to Matt, listening on 590 AM. Matt, you're on with Taz and the Moose. What's up?
Hey, how you doing? I just wanted to say two things about Kawhi Leonard.
I think that he
is going to be going to the Lakers. Just due to the fact that if he wasn't, I think that there would have been, like, some communication with LeBron because I think, you know, he respects what he's done to LeBron in his career, and I don't think he would want to hold his team in limbo while they have the opportunity.
Wait, hold on. Matt, just so I understand what you're saying. So you're saying you think that Kawhi would have or probably told LeBron James or LeBron James people just out of respect not to string him along, you're saying, right?
Yeah, because some people say he might try and do it to benefit himself, to try and string him along, but that's not consistent with who Kawhi Leonard has been in his career. Mm. So I think that would definitely be a part of it. So that's why I do think he's going to L.A.,
okay.
If that makes sense.
No, it makes sense. Yeah, it makes sense to me. Yeah, no, I got you.
And on top of that, I think that – so with that being said, I think that when they are playing – between LeBron and AD, that they're two guys who can, you know, they're so great with the ball, but they have to get, like the Warriors had so much success because they shared the ball.
Right.
So they'll really have to share the ball as well and make sure Kawhi is involved as much as anybody else is.
Yeah, I think from a basketball X's and O's, they'll figure that out. But yeah, I don't disagree. I mean, Moose, I don't know. I mean, I think they'll move the rock around, but I think the ball's going to go through LeBron James.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron will be the point forward on that team, controlling the basketball, pivotal moments. I mean, Kawhi could pick up that slack a little bit, and LeBron's looking for some other guys to pick up the slack. He understands it, and he knows his body, and he knows he's not 25 years of age any longer, and he doesn't want to take the day-in, day-out grind. Of being the guy in Los Angeles, the Lakers. I really don't have any concern of them making it work.
Right. No, me neither. If he's on that team, Kawhi, I don't either. Yeah.
I don't look at it, Taz, and say I think square peg, round hole. I think it's too many players mirroring one another. I think those guys would make them work. I think it'd be ultra competitive. I think Anthony Davis is a competitor. There's no doubt the competitive spirit of LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard. I think it would work. I don't know if it's, like I mentioned before, I don't think it's the best thing for the NBA. I think you'd rather have a little bit more parity. I think you'd like to go into the year with it being wide open, not an overwhelming favorite, and everyone basically saying it's a fait accompli that the Lakers are going to win the NBA championship. I think we'd all have to check on the health status of Daryl Morey. Because I think the Houston Rockets, after chasing the Golden State Warriors for the last 3 years, now all of a sudden it's the Lakers.
Right.
And looking at his team, I think everyone would look at it and say, oh my, Daryl Morey would be like, what can I do here? There's nothing I can do. It's over. The championship window is officially closed. And I say that in jest, but I hope he doesn't go to the Lakers because I don't need to see another super team that all these teams are trying to chase and they're significantly behind.
And to your point, a super team just basically just ended, you know, with the Warriors, right? So now it's like, you know, it looks like, all right, well, maybe we're on the cusp of potentially a super team eventually in Brooklyn with the Nets, with Kyrie going there and KD going there. But, you know, KD's going to be out of the year with the Achilles, as we know. So that's not going to happen right away. And who knows the status physically of KD once he comes back at his age. He'll be 32 off the Achilles, and we got to see how that goes. But, you know, with a guy, Anthony Davis, he'll be healthy as an ox. Kawhi will be healthy as an ox, and obviously so will LeBron James.
I'm the best player in the world.
So, you know, that's where the Lakers, they would feel like a super team, for sure. Let's go out to Lafayette, Louisiana, talk to Ryan Moose on listening. 103.7 FM. Ryan, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
What up? What's up, Ryan?
This is my thoughts on the Kawhi Leonard thing as far as him going to L.A. I think he's just being a mama's boy. No disrespect to him. You know, but I just think he want to be around family. If I'm not mistaken, isn't his uncle his agent?
Yeah, it's his uncle, right? His cousin, his uncle? I think it's his uncle.
No, his uncle. His uncle's not his. I don't think he's his official agent. He's his business manager.
But he's definitely tied in a lot to what Kawhi is
correct.
Doing.
Yes.
The bottom line in San Antonio,
there's
and
no doubt. Right.
I think he just want to be around like the people he grew up around. Like his personality, not one of them. Go out and just tour the world and be outlandish and outspoken. He just want to sit back and be in his comfort zone. And I think his comfort zone is in L.A. around his family.
But, Ryan, so listen, let me ask you a question, though. There's nothing wrong with that, right? I mean, if you want to be around people you trust, who's better to trust than family? You know, they might not be as qualified to run his business. The reason why he's done so well financially is because he's a baller. You know what I mean? It's not because his uncle or his cousin's a great advisor or business guy. It's because my man's a straight baller. That's why, right?
Yeah. But he just so happened his personality is very laid back. It just so happened he was outstanding in basketball, so he chose it as a career path.
Right. No doubt.
Yeah, the point being is it just starts with the basketball. I mean, listen, everyone has got their support staff around them, regardless of what you do in life, who you people lean on for advice, you know, and we're talking about different levels of wealth here as compared to some, as compared to others, especially when you're looking at the modern professional athlete, especially when you're looking at the number and the amount of money to the tune of, what, $2.9 billion. That was thrown out there at the start of NBA free agency to a myriad of different free agents and contract extensions and the
crazy.
Like. But, I mean, for Kawhi Leonard, I mean, it's a staggering amount of money. But for Kawhi Leonard, I mean, his uncle, who I believe lives in Jersey, is certainly a guy that he does lean on for advice. He's part of the inner circle and part of the team. You know, advising Kawhi Leonard, but ultimately he's going to make the choice, and maybe maybe he does want to be close back home. I mean, maybe that's the driving force. Maybe he doesn't need to be the man. I mean, and he's not. If he goes back home and signs with the Lakers, he can be back home, and he won't be the man.
And it's he won't be the man. No, with the Clips, he will. But the
Clippers, he will.
But like I was just saying, the last call. I mean, if someone wants to be around family all the time, I don't personally have a problem with that. I mean. Some people are more family driven, and they love their family members. They want to be around their family because at the end of the day, that's who you really have. A lot of folks believe that. As far as business stuff, you know, like yeah. So he obviously trusts his uncle. Look, we saw several athletes as of recent too. What's his name? The quarterback with Lamar Jackson from Louisville. His mom is his mom with the Ravens. Isn't his mom his agent? Remember when he was coming out of the draft?
His
mom was involved.
Correct.
It's like, business advice. So it's like there's trust there. You know, I mean, it's kind of, you know.
And people raised an eyebrow to it at the time. I mean, listen, family's family. Right.
Exactly.
You know, the old cliche goes, blood is thicker than water.
Right.
So
you're
going to trust the family members for the most part. Now, we know that people have been burned by that. But Kawhi trusts the people that are around him. And just as we said earlier, when we thought the whole idea was going to come down to Clippers and Raptors, Taz, it was not going to be a three-team race here. The decision ultimately comes down to where does he want to reside? Where does he want to live? Where does he want to raise his family? He's just had another child. He's got two young children. I mean, where does he want to be? Ultimately, does he want to be a Toronto Raptor? Does he want to raise a family for a significant portion of the year up in Toronto? and then live the off season in L.A., or does he want to live in L.A. all year long? I mean, that there's not a price tag you can put on that, and he has the power to be able to decide that. And now he can live where he wants to, and eat his cake too, because he can live where he would arguably want to live and go back home, being an L.A. kid, going to San Diego State, go back home and put himself on a team that some might argue in the modern day of NBA basketball, you will never see a trio of more talented players on the same team at one time than you will see with Leonard, James, and Anthony Davis. That's what's in front of Kawhi Leonard. And you know what? I can understand why that's a draw. I mean, I can understand why that for Kawhi Leonard would be a draw.
Yeah. Yeah, I could too. It just, man, if you're him, though, you got to think. If you're Kawhi, you really got to let it cross your brain. Like, what you just did, you just completed, finished in Toronto with guys that, you know, were not household names. And you built the chemistry with them. You were the front man. You were the main star. And you guys did it. You did the end-all, be-all, and you won the championship. I mean, it's like, you know, now you can build off of that. You know, you could build off that. And like you said, it's a country of Canada around Kawhi, as opposed to going back and being, you know, not even the king of your hometown if you go to Lakers. You know, you're going to be second or third fiddle.
No, you're
right.
That
might be okay to him.
And that might be okay to him. And he could also look at it, Taz, and get in the advisement saying, listen, it's never going to be as good as it was this past year in Toronto. Right? You took advantage of a situation. Everyone's going to get around you better. Everyone's going to get a year older. Well, Golden State was banged up. The odds of, you know, repeating as NBA champs or going on this unbelievable run are probably a little slim. So, you know, you leave on a high note. You delivered. There's nothing they can knock you on. You won the NBA Finals MVP. You just decided to go back home and play in Los Angeles, and you delivered that nation a championship.
Well, let me ask you. That's an interesting point. That's an interesting topic, in my opinion. You know, so I'm not saying you said this, but I'm just posing the question to our audience, to you also. With the Raptors, with Kawhi at the top and them winning the championship, was that lightning in a bottle?
That's a great question, yeah.
See, was it lightning in a bottle that guys like Lowry and Kawhi, obviously, and Gasol and Danny Green and Van Vliet off the bench and Siakam, was it lightning in a bottle that these guys, was it a perfect storm? All these cliches, lightning in a bottle, perfect storm,
yeah.
That the Warriors were banged up. You know, 855-212-4227. If you think it was lightning in a bottle, meaning that the Raptors won the championship, that's why this guy wants a bail.
Listen, chemistry-wise, Boston's going to be better next year. Right?
Irving didn't
want to be there. Rozier Kemba, was frustrated with his role.
Right.
You throw in the ultimate team guy in Kemba Walker,
sure.
Who's going to buy into that system with Brad Stevens. You know chemistry is not going to be an issue. Now, they did lose Al Horford, which is going to be a loss. But chemistry won't be an issue up in Beantown. Your 76ers are going to be a team to be reckoned with in the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, they're pretty good.
You know, adding Tobias Harris, who I saw yesterday was working out in Westbury in Long Island.
Was he really?
Yeah, he was working out yesterday.
I would have swung down over there. I didn't know that.
Yeah, so you added Al Horford. You got Ben Simmons. We know you've got Joel Embiid. You've got your big three, big four down there in Philadelphia. They're going to be a team to be reckoned with. And, you know, if Kawhi returns to Toronto and the Raptors, they're going to be a team that people are going to look at and say they're the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. But are you going to write in stone saying that they're definitely going to win an NBA championship? No, because there's a slim margin for error when you look at that Toronto team. Just look at how they took down your 76ers.
No, I know.
And the game winner bouncing off the rim, you know, about eight seconds before it dropped through the hoop.
I remember it well.
Right. If that shot doesn't go down, who knows? Maybe the 76ers end up winning that basketball game.
It was unbelievable. That really was. That was unbelievable. Just bouncing on the hoop. That's a good point. I mean, that's why I'm saying. I'm wondering that maybe... Maybe that's what Kawhi and his people around him are thinking or saying. Maybe that's what the Lakers are saying to him privately or to his camp. Maybe they're saying to Kawhi, hey, listen, you guys are great. We did Toronto, but that's not going to happen again. To your point, Moose, you know, maybe they're saying, hey, the East got better, a lot better.
Right.
And you guys, you know, you ran into a Golden State team that was not 100%, and you guys capitalized. Congrats. You guys are the undeniable, undisputed champions, but... you know, Kawhi, come here to L.A., yeah. come to the Lakers, and you're guaranteed to get a championship.
Right. And Taz, I don't know how much, but, you know, I heard a columnist out in Los Angeles talk about the fact of what, you know, there were times where Chris Paul got bothered by the fact that he played for the redheaded stepchild, the Clippers in Los Angeles, right? Mm. He went to a Modell's to go get his son a Clippers hat, couldn't find one, right? Went to go throw out the first pitch at a Dodger game, got booed.
Wow.
Mm. Right? So, he, you know, in the columnist...
That's messed up, if you think about it.
Right, he, you know, it got booed. So, you know, you think about, like, people look at, you know, where the Clippers fall in Los Angeles. I mean, it is, there is a titanic difference between being a Laker and being a Clipper in L.A.
That, and I agree, but Kawhi, you know this.
No, you know that might not bother him.
No. If Kawhi were to go to the Clippers.
Oh, change
that,
yeah.
Changes the game.
No, dude. I get it. But
imagine if this guy does that. He goes to the Clippers and does exactly what he did with Toronto.
Oh.
What a career.
Unbelievable.
You are a franchise maker. You know, that's unbelievable.
Well, you want to talk about legacies, right? I talked about legacy staying in Toronto. What would be a greater legacy for him? If he hops on in Los Angeles with the Lakers, he just becomes one of the cavalcade of stars.
Right.
That have played in L.A. Magic and Worthy and Kobe and LeBron, and go up and down the line, all the stars. He just becomes another guy on that list. Right? I'm not taking away from his career, but they've had a lot of Hall of Famers and a lot of guys that have won championships that have played. The franchise has won 16 NBA championships. Now, if he does something, talk about legacies, goes to the Clippers, remains in Toronto. What about if he turns in Toronto into a perennial winner or goes to his third team, delivers that team an NBA championship, legitimizes the Clippers in Los Angeles on the NBA landscape. You're talking about a resume builder. What's better, going to L.A. and bringing the Clippers a championship or jumping on the championship parade with the Lakers with LeBron and AD?
Well, that leads into what we'll do in a little while here, not BCS, my man. I mean, yes. I don't want to give away my bench cut start.
And we'll get to that.
The
exactly
best spot for Kawhi.
You know, what is the best spot for Kawhi Leonard? Yeah, and the landing spot the landing spot he should pick.
See what I did there, right?
Yes, I did. Good transition. Teed you up. You hit it out of the park.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you, sir.
It's Taz. It's Moose. A little special Kawhi BCS comes your way next on this Tuesday morning. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
We got a special BCS Kawhi Leonard. Best landing spot he should pick. We'll get into that. Lakers, Clippers, Raptors. We're going to be honest with ourselves when we answer this one as well.
We're always honest.
No, you know what I mean. What I want and what is the best landing spot might be two different things.
Yes. You know what I mean?
Wow. Tonight at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, the WNBA tips off on CBS Sports Network with the Atlanta Dream going head-to-head with the Minnesota Lynx, only on the 24-hour home of CBS Sports.
Yeah, look who just walked in.
Yeah, what's up, Andrew?
Hey, it's great to see you.
Oh, I am here. What's up, guys?
Good morning.
What happened earlier? I'm sorry? You walked out of here. It was very awkward.
Before earlier when you kicked me off the air?
We never kicked you. No, it's kind of weird. Were you in a bad mood today?
No, it was. I didn't know what to do.
Well, that's the problem. See, that's the problem. Yeah. You gotta know what to do.
I know. I'm sorry.
All right. No.
All right. Take it away.
NBA player turned insider Kendrick Perkins says Kawhi Leonard met with the Clippers last night, but the Lakers still in the lead for the Finals MVP. None of that confirmed yet by CBS Sports Radio NBA insider Mike Biseglia. Jimmy Butler almost officially on his way to the Heat. The sign and trade with the Sixers now in place with the Blazers and Clippers on board too. Miami also gets forward Myers Leonard while agreeing to pay Butler $142 million over the next four seasons. The Heat sending guard Josh Richardson to Philly and center Hassan Whiteside to the Blazers. Mo Harkless goes from Portland to Miami then to the Clippers, who get the Heat's 2023 protected first rounder for doing that. The Warriors have re-signed big man Kevon Looney, 3 years and $15 million, but forward Josh Bell signs with the T-Wolves, and the now well-traveled Isaiah Thomas signing a one-year deal with the Wizards. IT has played only 44 games over the last two seasons, battling those hip issues. The baseball world is still in shock over the tragic passing of Angels lefty Tyler Skaggs yesterday. The 27-year-old found in his room at the team hotel in Texas. Last night's game postponed, but as of now, the Angels and Rangers have a 7 Central first pitch in Arlington today. On the field last night, Christian Yelich hit homer number 30 in an 8-6 Brewer win in Cincinnati. Giants down the Padres 13-2. And Josh Bell led a pirate rout of the Cubs.
Bell swings and cranks one out to right. Deep and gone! A 3-run home run for Josh Bell. And a swing and a fly ball out to right. Right on cue. Bell homers again. A swing and a fly ball out to right center field. And this one is gone! Josh Bell is in his third home run tonight!
That's all Joe Block on Pirates Radio. Bell finishing with a career-high 7 RBI thanks to those three homers. He's got 25 on the season. Teammate Adam Frazier tied the MLB record with 4 doubles in this one, an 18-5 knockout.
You think at one point they would have figured out to maybe pitch around him at some point, you know, like,
right.
You know, give him a base.
Bell's been unbelievable.
I mean, at some point, right?
It really has been. You got to go back to the 70s since the last time the Pirates put up those. That's amazing. You know, put up that number of runs.
Will the Stargell, right?
Yeah.
That era?
Yeah.
We Are Family era?
Yeah.
Who else was there? We are fans. Willie Stargell.
Dave Parker was on that team.
Dave Parker,
right?
Big Dave Parker was on that team.
Correct.
Big,
yeah.
Big man.
Steve Blass. Dave pitcher. No,
he might have been. He might have been.
I was a kid. You guys were young. You guys are younger than me too.
Wasn't alive.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah. Okay, let's go.
Alone on AL grass, or turf to be specific, the Rays beat the O's in Tampa 6-3. Brendan McKay went 0-4 as the Rays DH after throwing 6 scoreless in his big league debut of the weekend. McKay will start again Friday against the Yankees.
All right, take it away.
For the first time in 6 NHL off-seasons, a team signed someone else's restricted free agent to an offer sheet yesterday, the Canadiens giving Hurricanes forward Sebastian Aho $42.27 million over 5 seasons. $21 million of that is due over the first 12 months of the deal, something Montreal hopes would keep the Canes from matching. But GM Don Waddell doesn't sound too bothered.
Actually surprised it wasn't more.
Waddell has a week to match or not. If they let Aho go, the Canadiens owe the Canes first, second, and third round picks. The U.S. women back on the pitch today, World Cup semifinal against England
Al
at 2
Oliver,
Central.
Parker, Bill Robinson.
Bill Robinson.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bill Robinson, like Mets first base coach,
yeah.
Bill Robinson?
Mm-hmm. They had the hats.
Yeah, hats were great.
Remember the black hats?
Yeah,
with the gold
yellow jerseys,
yeah,
black
shirts.
Pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that stuff was wild, man. Back in the day, man. They were great. They were great.
Guys, it's day 2 at Wimbledon. Sloane Stephens already has a straight set win over Tomeya Bezhinsky. Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, Serena Williams, Maria Sharapova all on the schedule. The day after, second seeded Naomi Osaka and Venus Williams were knocked out, while the men's side lost the 6 and 7 seeds.
You ever play tennis?
I did play tennis, yeah.
You seem like a tennis guy.
Thank you.
Doesn't he, Moose? Does
Thank
he seem
you.
Like a tennis type guy?
Thank you.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah, okay.
He does seem like a tennis guy.
He does. He's kind of got that tennis look.
Thank you.
Right.
I mean, in a nice way. You got the polo shirt on.
Right.
You look very good tennis player.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say very
serve
good.
Serve and volley.
I wouldn't say very
good. Just serve and volley.
Yeah. Not a big serve.
Wearing the old whites.
Yeah.
Wearing the old whites.
He's a good ball boy, too.
I could picture you playing, like, where is it over there in England where they play in the dirt? What is that?
No, that's France.
Yeah.
All right.
England's so, the grass. Right.
Literally on the TV.
It's,
like,
on, it's literally right now live. Yeah. Wimbledon. Yeah. They play on grass.
That's
all whites.
I thought that was Queens.
All England.
Okay, club. Yeah. Not
no, Forest Queens. Hills used to have grass. You're right.
Yeah, it still does, actually.
Yes.
See?
They didn't go to hard court?
They have, the you know, there's a club there now. They have grass, hard court, and clay courts.
Oh,
there.
They do? Okay.
Yeah.
So wait, in France, they're playing on dirt.
Clay.
Playing clay.
Yeah.
I call it dirt. So, Andrew, I can see you in the all whites.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're a dental assistant playing in France on dirt or clay.
Thank you.
I could picture that.
Yeah.
I really could. And you complaining about every shot, like a whiny little person.
That seems, I know. There's a line you just crossed.
I'm just, well,
no.
That's what I do. I mean, I don't know. I'll just give you my, this is what goes through my brain. I don't know. But that's really it.
Andrew Bogish.
That's it.
Whoa!
Anyways.
Great seeing you guys again.
There it is. Again. All right, there it goes. He's done. Yes. All right. We'll talk to you soon, Andrew. Thank you, sir.
Thank
Great
you,
job,
Andrew.
By the way. Awesome.
Thank you.
Tremendous. Fantastic.
You're the best.
The best.
The best.
Let's get to a little BCS.
It's now time to bench, cut, or start with Taz and the Moose.
Bench, cut, start.
Oh, yeah.
All right, a little bench, cut, start, Taz. Kawhi,
yeah.
What's the best landing spot that he should pick?
Yeah, so this is not, we're not doing this where, and you people could call the show, too, and give your BCS. 855-212-4227. So it's not, it's the, what's, what do you think the best landing spot is? That's what we're doing, right?
Yes.
So I guess you want me to go first because you just teed me up here.
I did tee you up. Yeah, I thought you'd go first.
I'll go first if you want.
Okay.
I have no ego.
Is that okay?
I have no ego. It is okay.
Okay.
All right, so anyways. Anyway.
You want me to go first? I'll go first.
No, I'll go first. Okay. I usually go first. You usually like to close it out.
No, that's not true. We've rotated on
Main Event Jones. That's you.
Mark Malusis.
Yes, I'm Main Event Jones. Yes.
I'll go first. I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm just busting chops.
Right,
so,
I know you are.
All right, anyway, so bench cut start, best landing spot for Kawhi Leonard. Okay, blah, 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 blah. I'm going to bench the Lakers, I'm going to cut the Clippers, and I'm going to start the Raptors. So, excuse me. Like I've been saying, I really feel that he, Kawhi Leonard, stays with the team. He just won the big crown with. Won the championship there. I think you put it over great earlier saying that he's basically, he was on top of a nation and not just of a city or state, you know, as an NBA player being the states, right, in the United States. So doing that with Toronto. So I just think that all of that and that chemistry he built with these players on that team from Lowry, Siakam, and all these guys, I just feel like that there's something there and it worked and it clicked. I'm going to bench the Lakers. You know, it's tough to go against the full narrative and reports that we're hearing from the West Coast, like from Los Angeles, from these credible reporters, the insiders and stuff, that there's a lot of chatter and a lot of smoke right now, chatter with the Lakers and the Kawhi Leonard and stuff. But I really feel, Moose, and a lot of stuff we handled in this show here, that Kawhi is smart enough to realize that, why do I want to play second fiddle? Or third fiddle on a team when I was just the man, you know, and I want to be the man, you know, so that's why the Clippers, I just think it'd be way too much work, just way too much work for him to win again. If he goes there and he can do it, I think that'd be awesome, just like he did with the Raptors. So that's my bench cut start. Bench, I'm benching the Lakers, I'm cutting the Clippers, starting the Raptors.
All right, here's my BCS. So. I'm going to bench the Toronto Raptors. It was a great run. He did all that he could and promised and delivered and won a championship, was finals MVP, is the face of basketball for a nation up there in Canada. Kawhi Leonard delivered, was clutch. I mean, the shot against Philadelphia is going to go down. You're going to see that for the next 20, 30 years in highlights.
I hope not.
You will. I mean, unfortunately, Taz, for the 76er fan out there, you're going to see that over and over again. It's one of the great playoff game-winning shots that you will see as it bounced and hung on the rim up there in Toronto. But I don't get a sense that is where necessarily his heart is. I think there's a draw there, an appeal there, because he's comfortable. He knows what the organization is. I think he's comfortable with Ujiri. They took care of him. He only played 60 games in the regular season. I think he likes his head coach. I think he likes his teammates. I think there's a draw. Unfortunately, it's Toronto. For him, he's not Canadian. He didn't grow up on the East Coast.
Right.
And I think that's not. I'm going to cut the Clippers. I mean, maybe a couple weeks ago, I might have started the Clippers. As we sit here on this Tuesday morning, I'm cutting the Los Angeles Clippers. Doc's coming off one of the great years. He did coaching this year. They got better, improved after they got rid of Tobias Harris, amazingly enough. However, I don't think the draw, if he were to sign with the Los Angeles team, I don't think the draw is to the Clippers. I think the draw is to the Lakers. And Taz, I can't speak to what it meant to grow up in Los Angeles, because I didn't, right? I grew up in the tri-state area. You grew up in Brooklyn, right? So I can't speak to the draw for him about going back home and playing for the storied Lakers franchise, winning 16 NBA championships. We all understand the history of the Lakers, right?
Yeah.
But there isn't that draw for me, but there's the draw, obviously, for Kawhi Leonard. And if he wants it to where it's a lead, certainly he's concerned about his body, the wear and tear, the toll that it takes on his body. He's not, I understand he's not 32, 33 years of age. What's easier? I mean, go back to Toronto or the wear and tear where a lot of the pressure is alleviated and you're playing with other star players like Anthony Davis and LeBron James. And you're going to win championships, play for championships, be a team to beat in the Western Conference. And it's not going to be all on you each and every night that you step onto the court. To some, that could be refreshing. And I'm starting to get the sense, I hope I'm wrong, but I'm starting to get the sense that is where the draw is. So I'm going to start the Lakers. So I'm going to bench the Raptors. I'm going to cut the Clippers. I'm going to start the Lakers.
All right. Interesting. Mikey B, would you like to give your BCS?
Sure. I will, starting here with benching, it'll bench the Clippers. L.A. is nice. It's not the main draw out there out west. And the roster there isn't set for him to be fantastic moving forward. It's
Clippers,
a good roster.
The Clippers.
It's
right.
A good roster. But ultimately, over time, as he ages, there's nothing there with him.
Mm.
To my point with who I'm cutting, it's the Raptors. I think this team in 2 years has nothing on it. Gasol's old. Lowry's old. He's going to be with Siakam, and that's it. Now, granted, they have the best GM in the sport, so that helps. And they'll probably do a good job of trying to get players around him. But looking at his long-term future as he ages, I just don't think that roster is going to be enough for him to win titles. And I think he knows that ultimately, which leads me to starting, and it's the Lakers. For everything that there is the perception for the league and as angry as people will get, ultimately he's an L.A. Laker. He's on maybe the second most storied franchise in the history of the sport. And he knows for his legacy, it's best for him to be there. And then LeBron's going to age out. So eventually, once LeBron's older, he'll be the main draw. And he'll be the star once LeBron's out of town.
Hot takes right
there.
All right,
there you go. All right. Pete? Takes.
I agree with Moose on his BCS. And the main reason is the Lakers presents him the best chance to win long-term. You might get another championship out of the Raptors, but how many more after that? The Lakers have the best nucleus right now, if he goes there, for him to win multiple titles and to make the most money.
All right. Well, what am I going to say?
There you go.
No one ever agrees with me. I'm just right all the time. Stop.
Nope.
Yeah, you're right.
We're not going to go with winning percentage here, are we?
Do we have the stats on that, Mike?
No, we do not. I don't think our team has calculated those
stats. Thanks, Mike. I don't like that.
I don't think so.
This guy has...
Can start a move. Well, a lot of the times it's just an opinion.
No, that's true.
The win-loss team is off for the week.
He's right. No, it would have been nice, though, Moose. This would have been funny to have a fourth thing in this BCS. Like, what team... Well, it wouldn't make no sense. I was going to say, like, to me, what team, like, if I was him, like, what team would I want to go to in the whole NBA? Right now, this has nothing to do with these three teams.
Oh.
Different deal, but if I was Kawhi, they don't have the money, but Pelicans. Pelicans, to me, seem like, man, that'd be wild, you know? Imagine him and Zion. I know it's fantasy.
Oh, it'd be
booking,
crazy,
him
yeah.
and Zion
yeah.
and,
no, I get it.
And Redick there as a vet. And you got Ingram. That would just be really wicked, man. It's never going to happen. I know.
No, I get it. I understand. But throwing them down there in New Orleans, that's not a bad one to throw out there.
Yeah. You got to pick a team right now to play for, who would it be? You were an NBA star and everybody wanted you. Putting caps, money away.
Yeah, no, but,
and just any place you want to go.
Any place that I would want to go.
I pick New Orleans.
I'd probably...
Not your Knicks?
No, not my Knicks. No, I would not go play for the Knicks. I would even turn down the Knicks, amazingly enough. What team would I go to?
That's funny.
Tough
one, right? Because there's a lot of...
Probably a little bit of a pull between the Lakers and the Sixers.
I thought you were going to say Boston. I thought you were going to say Boston.
Yeah, Boston would be there. I'm not as drawn to living out west. But yeah. I mean, playing with LeBron and Anthony Davis would be pretty sweet.
Yeah,
Boston
yeah.
would be fun. I love Boston. Great town. I know, you know, Kyrie Irving couldn't stand it, but Boston is a great city.
I don't understand how. It's really an awesome place.
It really is. It is a great city. Yeah. It really is.
I picked New Orleans because of the team. I love New Orleans. I love Louisiana. Yeah. But I would rather live out west.
The excitement, ball.
Yeah, I get
Ingram.
To know Ball's father.
Yeah.
You know, hang out with him a little bit.
Well, New Orleans is a great town.
New Orleans is a great town.
New Orleans is a great town. Great food and drink, great atmosphere. If you're, you know, you're young, about time. I mean, there's a lot to do down in New Orleans.
Just be prepared for some humidity.
Yes. You'll find a lot of trouble, but there's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Baton Rouge, all that area, too. I've driven on that. I can't remember. I-10, I think it is. You go right from New Orleans, straight shot, right to Baton Rouge. And you see mosquitoes that are the size of helicopters.
Oh, my God.
I believe you. Crazy. In the summer, I've wrestled there a lot. But, yeah, beautiful people there. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. I love everybody in this world. You know that.
Yes, I do. Yes, I know. You're a man of the people. So we want to hear from you. Your bench card starred. Stop. Where do you think, if you had to choose, if you were Kawhi Leonard, where do you think he should end up? Lakers, Clippers, or Toronto Raptors? A little BCS. You heard our opinions. We want to hear from you at 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. Ian Thompson, author of The Soul of Basketball, will join Taz and myself about 20 minutes from now, top of the third and final hour. It's a Tuesday morning. You know where you're at. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, 855-212-4227. That is your number to call. CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. So there you have it. A little BCS, Taz. Where should Kawhi Leonard end up? Maybe we get a decision today.
I got a feeling it's going to be today. I really do.
I would say this. I don't know if it's today. I think we'll know before the 4th. We'll know in the next 48 hours.
Yeah.
Next 48 hours, we'll know.
You don't think? I just feel like
it could be today. I mean, listen, if there was heat on it last night where people were expecting a decision,
he met the Lakers last night, right?
He met with the Clippers last night.
Oh, they met with the Lakers last night.
He might have met with both of them yesterday. Last night late, Kendrick Perkins was tweeting out right around 9:30 Eastern time, 10 o'clock Eastern time, that he was meeting with the Clippers.
Okay. Yeah. I saw Perkins tweet.
I think I got that. But he was meeting with the Clippers as he was tweeting and saying that, you know, Doc needed to, quote unquote, pull a miracle to get it done.
Right. I did see that right.
I mean, if it was close last night, Taz, I would agree with you. The lean would be that we'd get some sort of a decision today. That Kawhi Leonard makes the choice. But I'll tell you, that'd be a groundbreaking decision. He goes to Los Angeles and goes plays with the Lakers.
I mean, listen, the news
it rocked the world
on Sunday night. The world was rocked with Kyrie and KD, you know, both going to Brooklyn to the Nets. Now this would be it might even be bigger. Yeah.
I mean, Taz, I think it would be because you got to wait a year for Kevin Durant.
Right.
If you're a Net fan, you're happy they made the decision, but you got a year. We're going to see this in the here and now. And it's going to drive the LeBron haters crazy because you thought you got hit over the head with imagine now.
I'm the best player in the world.
It is going to be 24/7 LeBron James, Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis talk.
We will be talking about that every day on this show, unfortunately. We will. If that happens and Kawhi goes to the Lakers, every day you'll hear about it. On this whole network you'll hear about it.
No, you're probably right.
I mean, we could have no choice.
I want kids to look up to me at some point, like MJ.
Throughout the course of the NBA season, into the playoffs, and into next June, right?
Right. Yeah, no, absolutely. It'd be nonstop. And especially that we have a producer that is completely obsessed with the sport of basketball.
Yes.
This will happen nonstop. Right, Mike? Yes?
No.
Yes. No, I think yes.
Yes.
Moose and I both think yes.
Yeah, you will. Oh, my God.
Not every day.
Dude, everything.
We only had 10% Laker talk during the regular season. I've tracked the numbers.
You'll have the spoon out, you'll be scraping the bowl.
I do like soup.
Huge basketball IQ.
You couldn't get enough. You'll be licking the plate like a dog.
Like when you had your yogurt
or a cat.
Yes, exactly right.
Unlike me, where I basically throw my yogurt on my chest.
Right, right. Cass throws half a yogurt up against the wall.
Like with Gallagher.
With his cinnamon. Right. I'm scraping the bottom.
I'm throwing it around. I have another yogurt here. I'm afraid to attempt it.
Yeah. No, that's funny. But yes, so I'm rooting for him to re-sign in Toronto.
I am too.
All right. Mike, what are you rooting for?
Lakers.
Oh, my God. Wow. Why would you root for the Lakers? You're a Nets fan that just got Durant and Kyrie Irving. Why would you want that in Los Angeles?
He don't want them in the East. That's why.
To that point, yes. Of course, I think the Clippers is best for the Nets, but I think him to the Lakers. I know there's the narrative, it's good for the NBA when it's all spread out, but it's about super teams, and that's what drives the interest. Maybe some teams won't have as fair of a chance to win.
Oh my God.
But
And you go on podcasts and talk about
basketball? I also don't think it's a guarantee that they're going to go out there and win a title.
When was the last time you recorded a podcast about basketball?
My own personally or on somebody
else? Just in general. You could say Evan Roberts' name. I know that.
I was on Evan Roberts' podcast yesterday talking Nets. Yes.
And you produce their show now, right? Are you trying to get Ernie out? Is that what's going on?
No, I have no interest in doing that.
Well, you might.
No, trust me, I don't. Oh, actually, yes, maybe I do.
And enjoying myself.
Fair point.
Come on, Mike, play along.
Jeez. Yeah, play along.
I was thinking, like, no, I don't. And then I go,
the guy just served it up on a teepee, Mike. It couldn't have been an easier shot.
Ignorance is bliss.
Hold on a second. You minimize, if you're an NBA fan, if Kawhi goes to the Lakers, you minimize the regular season. The regular season means nothing. And, Mike, tell me what team you do are like, there's no guarantee they win a championship. If healthy, tell me what team is taking down LeBron, Kawhi, and Anthony Davis. Tell us which team.
I have to see how the roster's
drastically change.
If they don't have enough on the roster in the playoffs, I could see the Nuggets beating them.
Oh, my God. You think Denver's going to beat them?
There's no guarantees that they win the title. It's not as rock solid as we've had the argument. LeBron's aging.
Adam Silver's lunch to work.
Anthony Davis hurt. There's no guarantees he goes out there and they win
God,
a title.
Come on, Mike, stop.
Please.
Print the tickets.
Come on, Mike.
Print the celebration.
I mean, the Knicks can rebound. That's the mecca.
Enough. Don't be a wise ass. The Knicks.
Although I do like their signing.
Don't be wise.
He's got to go to Knicks. See, that's the first net Knick attack.
Don't be that guy.
Yes, you're right.
Salt in the wounds.
The Lakers probably are winning the title, but I don't think it's as much of a guarantee as we all make it out to be. Warriors didn't end up winning. Stuff happens.
New Orleans.
Stuff
maybe.
Does happen.
New Orleans could do something.
I don't think they take down the Lakers.
Mike's still going on.
All right. You had Kawhi. You have Kuzma. You had Andre Iguodala. You had J.R. Smith. You bring back Rondo on a cheap deal to run the point. And then you add some more. Who else could they add? Kyle Korver, if he gets bought out. I mean, you had enough of these guys that are going to be shooters on the outside.
LeBron.
Yeah, it's
going to be like the guys from the Cavs with JR.
Right, bring them all back.
Oh, boy.
Roll them back.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Boy, I like what Utah's doing.
Oh.
A lot of nice under-the-radar signings.
You're right.
Look at this.
Utah.
Oh, man.
Ed Davis.
I got to start listening to some of these podcasts this guy does. I really do.
I want to see a team with Rudy Gobert, Mike Conley, that team is going to take down LeBron, Kawhi, and Anthony Davis.
How are they going to defend that pick and roll?
Oh, stop it.
And I got to tell you one more thing, Mike. It really was a little lowbrow of you to go at the Nick, low-hanging fruit of the Nick attack, of the New York Knickerbocker attack by a Brooklyn Nets fan.
I didn't do it yesterday.
If you're going to kick me in the groin, at least warn me so I can protect myself.
Just let the guy know.
I mean, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's like, that's a, I mean, really, that was like, that's,
can
that
you lay
like,
off?
Just a wise guy, you know?
I mean, I've been weeping for 2 days.
Just imagine with him, Billy, and Evan say behind your back.
Oh, my God.
Oh, it's nasty.
Right.
Didn't they see what's his name there? BT, they call him. Didn't he tweet something about Evan being a great Net fan? And you came back with some. Did you see this post on Twitter?
Yeah, I did.
What? He just ignored you?
Oh, yeah. He's ignored me for 5 years.
Mr. Utah, BT.
Utah. Uh-oh.
It's Brendan Tierney with the lead.
855-212-4227. Taz Moose, CBS Sports Radio.